The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
The HSE is urging people to protect themselves against tick bites ahead of the summer season. They're warning of several hundred Lyme disease cases a year in Ireland. We're joined by Professor Jack Lambert, consultant in infectious diseases at the Manor Hospital and the UCD School of Medicine, for more on this. I think, Professor, people will be surprised there are so many cases of Lyme disease in Ireland every year.
Well, the thing is that the government doesn't really keep track of the number of cases, so it's all a bit of guesswork, to be perfectly honest. And they say maybe 50 cases, maybe 100 cases, maybe 200 cases. There may be as many as 2,000 cases, you know, just based on my estimates and the number of patients I see. But there, it's clearly not a rare disease. There's lots of ticks in Ireland, and some of them are infected with a bacteria called Borrelia, and other bacteria besides that can be carried by ticks.
What should people be doing? How can you prevent tick bites?
First off, people seem to think that you'd see a tick. Well, the tick is the size of a sesame seed, so it's a tiny little black spot, and it's not like an insect bite where it stings. So it can bite you, suck your blood, and you're totally unaware of it, and it can attach to any part of your body. So the first thing to do, to be aware of, is that you know, if you're out in the woods, cover up, number one, so because they usually go for exposed areas like the legs, those areas. For children, the children are usually crawling, so they usually go for the face and the neck and the scalp and places like that. So tick awareness means, you know, that just being aware that there are ticks all over Ireland, number one. And then sometimes people think you can only catch it if you're gone out to the Wicklow Mountains, but most of the parks, you know, around the city, if Phoenix Park, there's ticks in most of the city parks as well. So you don't have to go out to the country. So tick awareness just means being aware that ticks carry these infections. And if you go out in the country and you come back and all of a sudden you get a flu, you get sick, you get joint pain, you get symptoms, that should be a red flag that you could have gotten a tick bite and not even been aware of it.
And if you do see, and you can sometimes, I have seen this case where you can still see the tick in your arm, you should, what's the best way to remove it? Is it with a tweezers?
Yes, with tweezers. You know, that's the thing. What you don't do is you don't squeeze it, you don't burn it off, you don't douse it with Vaseline, those kind of things. People have all these kind of remedies. What you do in that situation is you just, if the tick is carrying a bacteria, those bacteria end up getting into the skin and you increase your chances of spreading the infection. So there are these little devices called tick twisters that, or you can use tweezers, or even use a credit card. There's these credit cards that have a little hole in them, and you can just get under the tick and then pop it off. That's the safest way to get rid of it. The other thing is that sometimes patients, if you get a tick bite, you can get what's called a bullseye rash, an EM rash. So it's a rash, a circular rash around where the tick bite is, and that's a sign of the infection. But not everybody gets that. Probably less than 50% of the patients get the bullseye rash. And it's not always a bullseye. It can be elliptical. It can be hemorrhagic. It can be different shapes. So it's just, tick awareness is just being aware that, you know, Ireland is an agricultural country. We've done studies about 5 to 10% of the ticks in Ireland are positive for the Lyme bacteria called Borrelia, but they also carry other bacteria, Anaplasma, Babesia, Rickettsia infections as well. So tick awareness is important.
Interesting you mentioned the bullseye, because about 15 years ago, I don't live that close to the Phoenix Park, but I suppose a couple of miles away, a couple of kilometres away, I was putting up a trampoline in the back garden, went on holiday, didn't think anything of it, got a bit of a bite, didn't even look at it, went on holidays about a week later, and within a few days, the bullseye, this bullseye had developed. Luckily, I went into a pharmacy and there was a German or a Dutch, I can't remember, pharmacist, mm-hmm. who immediately said, I think that's the start of Lyme disease. Yeah. And I went to a local GP, she gave me antibiotics, and I was fine. It cleared up. But thankfully, I went to if I hadn't gone to the pharmacy, I would have been none the wiser about. I didn't even really know what Lyme disease was, to be quite honest.
No, exactly, and that's the story. And even today, like I said, I have lots of people that show up to a doctor with a bullseye rash like that, and they're told it's ringworm and not Lyme disease. So there's a big need for education in the community. There's a big need for education of GPs that it's much more common than we're aware of. And then the other thing is, it's not just a summer disease. I had a patient who from Donegal who came in January to see me in Dublin, and they brought down a tick in a jam jar, and it was a tick that they picked in January from the dunes in Donegal. So because of global warming and changes in environment, ticks are around all year, not just the summer.
Yeah. When you remove the tick, if you do remove the tick with a tweezers, should you wash it with soap and water afterwards? The marker, or is there other things you should be doing?
Nothing really. Just removing the tick. Probably can wash it off with alcohol. And then after that, just keep an eye on it. To make sure that you don't develop a bullseye rash. And the bullseye rash can come in a few days, but it can come in a few weeks. And then the signs and symptoms of Lyme, which the arthritis, the pains, it can affect the heart, it can affect the brain. That can come on weeks and sometimes months later. So it's just, and people, if you develop joint pain 2 months after, pulling out a tick, you might not think about Lyme disease, but it doesn't necessarily come on immediately. It can come on months and months later.
And Lyme disease is really something you do not want to get, isn't it?
Well, absolutely not. Now, if you catch it early, like you did, it can be treated with antibiotics. But if it takes a year to make the diagnosis, it's much more difficult to treat, number one. And some people never recover. Some people are just left, unwell, despite getting treatment, if the treatment is late. So, it's something you don't want to get.
Okay. Professor Jack Lambert, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder this evening.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. This is News Talk.